Time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm Brian Morris, and I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, Director of Astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Hi, Regina.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Regina, we recently had a lunar eclipse, and some lucky viewers noticed an added attraction that was only visible because the moon is so much darker during the period known as totality.
That's right. This was a pretty cool thing. It was actually captured on camera by several different people, and so we know that it wasn't just some fluke sort of anomaly in somebody in one individual camera. And what it was actually a meteorite that struck the surface of the moon, and in giving off a whole bunch of energy, when it landed, it basically created a really bright spot that people could see.
Of course, meteorites hitting the moon, that's not a rare occurrence, but this may be the first time one was recorded during a lunar eclipse, right?
That's right, exactly. So we have even had records of things hitting the moon in the past, but that's been during new moon phase when the moon is dark. So people do look for these things. However, this was the first time that something like this has been recorded during an eclipse. And yes, as you say, things hit the moon and the Earth, in fact, all the time. The Earth is just protected by our atmosphere, and so generally things will burn up in our atmosphere before hitting the surface.
Now, this object is estimated to be about the size of a football, but because the moon essentially has no atmosphere, objects like this can strike at incredibly high velocities.
Yeah, and so now one of the fun things that people are trying to do is actually to go and look for the crater that this created, which they are estimating to be maybe 20 to 30 feet across.
Also, Regina, earlier this month, China successfully landed a rover on the far side of the moon. Tell us about the purpose of this mission.
Yeah, so China has actually landed rovers on the moon before, but this is the first time that anyone actually has landed on what's called the far side of the moon. So this is the face of the moon that does not ever face the Earth. As you may know, the moon is tidally locked to the Earth, which means on Earth, we always see the same side of the moon. So this lander actually landed on the far side of the moon, and what the Chinese did in order to enable this to happen was they actually put a satellite much farther out in space that could look both at the Earth and at the far side of the moon at the same time. And this was key to enable communication between the Earth and the lander that's on the far side of the moon. And so the purpose of the lander is really to sort of explore this far side of the moon that we haven't really been able to explore much before in detail.
What kind of research are they hoping to glean from this mission?
So a couple different things that they're doing. They have actually some plant seeds and silkworm eggs, a little sort of biosphere experiment to see how well those things do. They're also going to do a little bit of radio astronomy. One of the problems with certain frequencies of radio waves and the use for astronomy is we can't do them from here on Earth because of our own radio communications pretty much block out everything that we could hear from space. And so they're going to sort of prototype putting a small radio telescope on the far side of the moon that will allow us to do radio astronomy using frequencies that we're not able to hear on Earth.
Also, thanks to the Cassini spacecraft, astronomers now believe that the rings of Saturn may not be as old as previously thought.
That's right. So lots of people look at Saturn and has the rings, and you think the rings have always been there and will sort of always be there. And it turns out we now know that actually the rings are probably not that old at all, on the order of maybe 10 to 100 million years old, which sounds old, but when you compare it with the age of Saturn, which is something like 4.5 billion years old, the rings are a relatively new feature for the planet.
Dr. Regina Jorgensen is Director of Astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Regina, thanks, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much.